listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. A battle is brewing between the Prime Minister and billionaire Elon Musk.
This bloke thinks he's above the Australian law, that he's above common decency. I say to Elon Musk that he is so out of touch with what the Australian public want.
Anthony Albanese on Sky there. It comes after the federal court ordered a two-day injunction to hide all graphic footage relating to the Wakely stabbing on X Worldwide. Musk has hit back, criticising the decision. Early doors, but the crackdown on ramping has been a success so far, according to Ambulance Tasmania. It's ahead of a roundtable meeting on Wednesday hosted by Health Minister Guy Barnett discussing how the new measure is progressing. The Health and Community Service Union's Lucas Digney on what they've got their sights set on.
What we'll be taking to the table is the government's promise to reduce the time that ambulances wait from the current 60-minute protocol down to the 30 minutes that they promised.
The Nurses Union and the Greens would rather see the ramping cap scrapped. The World Anti-Doping Agency has shot down claims they give China preferential treatment after allowing 23 swimmers who failed anti-doping tests to compete in the 2021 Olympics. Chinese officials claim the failed tests was due to a contaminated kitchen during a training camp. And how about this for an honour? Wildlife warrior Robert Irwin has announced a newly discovered species of snail has been named after him. To sport now, and Collingwood coach Craig McRae admits the AFL fixture is unfair, conceding his side is at an advantage. But he's told Fox Footy that's just how it is.
Everyone understands it. We play more games at the MCG than anyone else. You know, that, is that fair? Clearly not. And then how much West Coast and Fremantle have to travel and the others? There's no way it is fair.
The Pies face Essendon on Anzac Day. And St Kilda's Darcy Wilson has been named the Round 6 Rising Star. It's after a 15-disposal, one-goal performance against the Bulldogs.